Hi everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name is Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at PMA. This week's episode is brought to you by Product Marketing Off-Piste, our three-day virtual event celebrating innovative practice within product marketing. From December the 8th to December the 10th, we'll be joined by PMMs from companies such as Amazon, Uber Eats, IBM, and PayPal, as we prepare to bring you 30 plus hours of content from 30 plus product marketing visionaries. Head to innovate.productmarketingalliance.com to secure your place and prepare to end 2020 on a high. Remember, if you're a PMA member, this event is included as part of your subscription. To establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 plus PMMs to pick their brains on everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with the most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole lot more. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Madison Moyd, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Dropbox. A highly experienced PMM, Madison has over 9 years of experience working globally with small to medium-sized businesses, as well as large organizations. During her career so far, she's worked in a range of areas, including product marketing, campaign strategy, brand marketing, growth marketing, demand generation, copywriting, and content strategy, to name a few. Welcome to the show, Madison.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it's not a problem at all. So first and foremost, could you just let us know what it was that made you want to be a product marketer in the first place?
You know, I never had a goal of becoming a product marketer because I didn't actually know that the role or title existed until I did. So early on in my career, I was doing more general marketing work and working as a graphic designer also. But I'd always had this urge to want to be in a position where I was responsible for more strategic decisions and output. And so at the time, becoming a marketing manager was the main goal, or main role goal, I should say, that people looked up to for strategic decisions. But even that didn't feel like it was influential enough for me. But I didn't know what would be. I didn't know what role that I should have been seeking out at the time.
Okay, awesome. So in terms of your journey, if you like, obviously you're working at an awesome company at the minute in Dropbox. How did you get into product marketing and what did your first job look like?
Yeah, so it was completely by accident. As I mentioned, I didn't know what it was. So my first exposure to the plethora of core product marketing competencies was via sales enablement. So I was working at a small financial conglomerate, partnering closely with sales to head up events, help them develop and nurture their leads, and ensure that they had a pulse on the market. And it was in that role that I had become a PMM without yet knowing at the time through my sales enablement work and responsibilities.
Okay. And in terms of your actual career path from your initial, almost like your initial, insights into product marketing, obviously, I know you mentioned that you didn't, want to be, or, you weren't aware almost of product marketing, if you like, initially. But could you talk us through, what your career path looked like from that initial in, to where you are now at Dropbox?
Yeah, of course. So I spent about 4 years at this finance organization working for the parent company of its 5 subsidiaries. So toward the end of my time there, I had built out a team of 2 consisting of a marketing specialist and a CRM manager who worked more on like our sales force at the time. At this point, I was sure that I wanted to continue on this path of strategic product marketing. And again, at the time, it was mostly focused on sales enablement. But I was seeing that the tech industry was a booming industry where I could continue to learn more about product marketing and dig deeper into some of the other competencies that weren't just so focused on outbound sales. So that's when I made my way to LinkedIn, where I joined the global consumer product marketing team. And I spent my time there really diving into the full funnel of PMM competencies that I wasn't really exposed to in my last role that was focused on sales enablement. So during my time at LinkedIn, I worked on everything from bringing insights to product via both qual and quant research to inform the roadmap prioritization, to testing alphas and betas, to building go-to-market plans and naming and positioning for our launches. I did that for about 2 years, and then after that, decided to make the jump to Dropbox, which is where I currently am. And in my role at Dropbox, and during my time here, I've had the opportunity to work on both product-led growth initiatives as a product marketer, as well as kind of more of the standardized launches as well.
Oh, amazing. So, I mean, I know that we went through your, you know, the previous areas where you have worked, you know, product marketing, campaign strategy, you know, demand generation and so forth. You know, it seems like a lot of strings to your bow, if you like. Is there any one area of product marketing that you kind of, you know, that's kind of, that you're particularly passionate about, would you say?
I would say the customer research side of it. I find that, you know, whether it's looking for my next step in my career or just focusing, you know, at my current organization on what I want to better help the business build, I tend to lead toward the customer research part of it. I really think that this is because most everything that we do, not only as a product marketer, but as a product team, I truly believe should be rooted in the customer and what the customer needs and what they're looking, you know, the value that they're looking to get out of your product. And so there have been often times as a PMM where I've worked with teams and found that we might be building things or shipping things without the actual underlying understanding of how it's going to bring value to the customer, or potentially whether or not the customer would find value in it to start. So I find that spending most of my time in the customer research side of things and working with market research and UX design really not only excites me on a personal level, but also seems to be a great foundation for all of the other work that PMMs do.
Okay, awesome. And in terms of the teams outside of marketing, like sales, product, operations, etc., which departments would you say that you interact with most at Dropbox, and what's your relationship with them like?
So I think this, of course, fluctuates depending on your role and stage of business growth. But today at Dropbox, and I would say in the last few roles that I've been in that have been B2C focused, I have partnered most closely with my product team, or my product manager, of course, product design, engineering, data science, customer support or customer success, depending on how your org is oriented. And then, of course, both market research and UX research teams. I do think that there are many other teams that come into the mix depending on the initiative that you're working on, but I would say that that's kind of my core set of partners that I meet with. I tend to have standing weeklies to bi-weeklies, one-on-ones with my product manager, engineering team, or I should say engineering leadership, product design and data partners, as we're normally the core team that's shipping most often and need to really stay most consistently aligned on a day-to-day basis. And then I normally meet with my UX research team, market research team, and customer experience partners a little bit less, maybe bi-monthly to monthly. But I'd say that this heavily depends on the stage of the product that we're working on and my priorities at the time. You know, if I'm working on a large research project, I may meet with my research partners weekly. It just depends on what we're focused on at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you need to be a little bit flexible. You know, nothing's set in stone, is it, I guess? So in an absolute dream world then, Madison, is there anything about those relationships that you'd change? Because kind of reading between the lines and listening to, you know, the answer that you've just given, it sounds like your relationship's like pretty awesome, you know, with the people that you're working with. But is there anything that you would change at all?
In an absolute dream world, one thing I do think that I would love to see is a closer relationship between engineering teams and product marketing. So, you know, as a product marketer, it is our job to understand the market and our customers so deeply that we can confidently recommend what the team should be building. And I find that those who are building the actual product are often not in the rooms where we're making those recommendations. So there have been many moments in my career where I've, you know, conducted a research share out specifically for my engineering team. And this is not just leadership, but the actual, you know, ICs doing the work. Or shared a customer story during, you know, Engineering Friday happy hour demos. And there's something super impactful about ensuring that the people who wake up every day and build the very thing that you're going to market with have an understanding and a sense of empathy for what they're creating. I don't feel like I tend to hear about close product marketing and engineering relationships when I talk to my peers, as well as when I start at new organizations and talk to engineering. So I definitely think that that's something that could change. One other partnership that I've found has consistently helped me to be crucial in my successes, but I tend to also not see a close PMM relationship with, is TPM, or Technical Program Manager. TPMs to me have one goal, and that is to get things done and get them done right. And I find often that product marketers, being so cross-functional, can find a lot of value in working more closely with TPMs because they tend to be masters of outlining the criteria to get to your goal. And I feel like that's normally a large part of product marketing's job as well. So adding TPM to that core set of partners, I think, is something that could be great, as well as something that I honestly am currently actively working on. Because as you heard, I didn't mention TPM in my core partner group.
Okay. Awesome. I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? So it's no matter how good things are, there's always room for improvement. And, you know, I'd imagine what's, you know, kind of got you to, you know, to where you are at the minute, you know, in the role that you are, you know, in the company that you are. So what would you say the top three skills are that have helped you to get you are, you know, where you are today, for anyone who is considering entering product marketing and, you know, pursuing their own career?
I'd say the top and most important skill that I found has been helpful is empathy. And I find that I use this, you know, we oftentimes hear about it being used toward customers, which I think is also, is obviously very important. But I think also being able to use that empathy internally, in, again, the fact that we work so cross-functionally, our calendars are always very meeting heavy because we have to stay aligned with everyone. Being able to use kind of a natural empathy approach to everything that you do, I think has helped me been super successful. I think secondly would be relationship building, which I definitely think is kind of rooted in leading with empathy. You know, obviously, everyone has a job to do. Everyone has a running list of priorities and has too much work on their plate, especially during these times. And so, you know, making sure that at the root of the actual work you're doing, you have a relationship with the person that you're working with, just to make sure that not only do they understand what you're trying to, you know, get out of the relationship and build, but also vice versa, what you might be able to provide for them to help them get closer to their goals. And then lastly, I think I would say influence, or being influential. And to be completely honest, I think, you know, we could look at these three as kind of an equation. I think really good and strong empathy plus that relationship building will help you get to that goal of influence. But it's definitely something that I've had to work on in my career. You know, starting out, it was not something that I was great at, but I think being able to work with different teams and, different product managers to essentially just understand how to navigate the different partners that I have and ensure that, you know, ensure that I'm working toward their goals as well as mine. And so I kind of think that those were the three main skills that I see have been most successful in helping me getting here today, but still the same three skills that I focus on every day in my current career.
Yeah, I love that analogy of almost like a, you know, like an equation, and the skill of empathy is, it's funny you should bring that to the fore, because it's actually something that's cropped up in previous episodes. It seems to be like an overriding theme amongst problem, product marketers, you know, the need to show empathy and to empathize, to really, you know, kickstart, you know, what is, you know, an incredible journey, really. So, as I say, it's really interesting to see that consistency across so many product marketers. Would you say that there's a crossover between what you do and what a PM does at Dropbox, Madison?
Absolutely. Yes, I tend to find that the most crossover between myself and my PM are when tackling strategic tasks. So things like translating market needs into potential features, building out user segmentation, defining go-to-market strategy. Those really kind of seem to be the overarching areas where I feel like my PM and myself intersect and partner most.
Okay. And again, going back to that perfect world that many would say doesn't exist, but for the sake of the question, we'll go for it. In a perfect world, where does the role of a PM and a PMM begin and end? And do you think there should be lines in terms of the responsibilities?
That's a good question. To be honest, I don't think that there's a perfect line between where our roles begin and end. And honestly, I'm not sure that I feel there needs to be when it comes to the competencies that cross over. You know, I feel like so much of what makes a great PM-PMM relationship stems from each person's background and their interests, as well as their bandwidth and their product focus. So, for example, I've been in situations where I didn't have the capacity to run, let's say, a competitive analysis due to other high priority needs. And my PM drove the work while I played more of a consultant role, because that's something that he was interested in at the time and needed to be done to, meet his needs of what he was trying to accomplish. And also the vice versa has happened. You know, there have been times where I've driven creating the foundations of a spec due to my PM not being able to get to it yet, but it's something being very high priority on both of our objectives. So at this point in my career, I think the most important part of sharing these responsibilities is ensuring that both you and your PM are clear on trusting each other and understanding who holds the decision for certain responsibilities. What I've learned is that when you're clear on who owns that final decision, on what, how you get there can blur as you both need and as the business needs.
Okay. And in your opinion, I mean, product marketing, you know, the more product marketers I speak to, the more, you know, the more they say that they love it. it's just an awesome, sphere to be a part of. But in your opinion, is there anything that needs to change about product marketing to make it even better than it already is?
I would say, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that we need to change internally as product marketers. But I do think, you know, externally and looking at partnerships, bringing us in earlier is something that I've always spoke to, you know, in my career and still repeat every day to my teams that I'm joining. To your point, we are awesome. Product marketing is cool. And we're so useful that I truly do feel like we need to be consistently brought in at the ideation stage of initiatives. You know, we are strategic partners. We have the ultimate understanding of the market, the business, and the customers. And so I feel like, you know, this idea of bringing us in earlier could apply on a project level, of course, and just being a part of the ideation stage of how to solve a problem. But it could also be on the business level. So, you know, oftentimes I'll talk to or see organizations that, let's say, seek to hire their first product marketer and already feel like they know exactly what that person should be working on, yet no one in the organization fully understands product marketing. And so I feel like a huge part of our role is actually coming into an organization or a team and identifying the business and customer health and where we could add the most immediate value. So if I think back to what needs to change about product marketing, I feel like just bring us in earlier and trust us to assess and contribute to that ultimate goal that you have. Because again, as a product marketer, you know, the product and business goals are our goals as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to almost like that theme of collaboration that, you know, just seems to be, again, I keep saying the more product marketers I speak to, but they keep saying that, you know, there's this sense of collaboration that's almost, it's so, you know, intertwined into the psyche of a product marketer. And obviously, yes, the sooner that can materialize, the better, really. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And to round off, Madison, if there are any new or aspiring product marketers listening to the show, what would be your advice to them?
Hmm. I think I'm going to go with my tried and true that I tend to talk about all the time, which is when you don't know where to turn, turn to the customer. So, you know, obviously the entire organization should be of the customer, but you are their voice. Sometimes the business won't agree with you. Sometimes the data won't agree with you, but just remember who you're representing and how important they are to the work of the entire company and the work that you're doing every single day as a company. You're here to do it for them. So just keeping top of mind that you know, the largest part of your role is to represent that customer. And so whenever you're kind of at a crossroads, prioritize the customer.
Great advice to end. Great episode. So thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me, Madison. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much, Lauren.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.